We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday. Wow, this day went by pretty quickly for us, huh?
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Good day.
Boy, Steve, you still loving Dubai?
Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place a little bit. Just got a lot of things to do at the expo. Today is a youth entrepreneurship conference that I head up, and then tomorrow I head up a religious conference to discuss the different religions with some key people. Yeah. I mean, you know, my stance is pretty good. I respect all faiths. Mm-hmm. And I just ask you to respect mine too, you know. And this is a Muslim country, but they're the most respectful people I've ever been around in terms of Christianity and Judaism and all of that. Abu Dhabi has a church and mosque together. And they even named it. I'll get the name for you tomorrow when I go to Abu Dhabi, but it's very open to all faiths because Dubai has 160 cultures here. I mean, so they've got to be open to it and accepting because of the 10 million people that live in the UAE. I've understood, I hope I'm quoting this right, only 3 million of them are born here. The other 7 million are transported. Transplants, whatever the word is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting thing. One of the things I want to do in my closing is because I was on IG the other day, this white minister came on. I have no idea what his name was. But he was talking about prayer. It was really, really important what he said. It really struck a nerve with me. He said, when most people pray, 80% of their prayers are based on needs. You know, a need for healing, a need for financial assurance, a need for help, a need for reassurance, a need. And he says that he wasn't judging that. That's important. He say, but when you constantly go to God with your needs, which he wants you to do, and that's all you do, you remove an important element. He said, if you would turn your prayer around and make 80% of your prayer about gratitude and then 20% for what you need, because you do need prayer to help you with life challenges and setbacks and life's decisions even. But he was saying when you spend 80% of that based on that, you remove so much gratitude from it that you don't allow for your mindset to be accepting of God's will and what he's done for you. I'm paraphrasing what he said that helped me understand it. And I was thinking about it and I thought about how true that was because oftentimes when we pray, and I know I'm guilty of it myself, I spend a lot of time in my prayer telling God what I want and what I need. And I mean, in terms of understanding his presence, you know, decisions I got to make, you know, goals and aspirations I'm trying to reach. And I always open my prayers with gratitude, but I may not be spending enough time with the gratitude aspect of it is what I my takeaway with what this guy was saying. And I just wanted to offer that to you all as a thought to start thinking about spending more time in whichever way you pray with being more grateful for what you have. Because I've said this a million times, the more grateful you are, the more things God will give you to be grateful for. That's a true thing. So it's just a thought starter just for people to think about in terms of praying. Don't forget the gratitude aspect of it. Don't forget to, you know, spend a large portion of what you're praying about, you know, to be in terms of gratitude. It just makes a lot of sense. I have so many things to be grateful for, and I don't think I spend enough time talking to him about all those things. So I just wanted to share that with you all this morning, just something for you to might want to think about. That may work for you, that may not work for you, because I do understand the need factor, especially when you need so many things that I don't know who else to ask for them for. So I'm kind of taking what he said and understanding, too, that there is a great need that you should go to him for everything. But I just think that you should be a little bit more of a balance with the gratitude aspect of it. I just wanted to share that. Those are my closing remarks. So you feel me, everybody, yes, team?
Yeah,
everybody good?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I totally agree, man. Totally.
Yeah.
Because I think we all do that. So, we pray for what we want, you know. And I like what you said about the gratitude.
Yeah. I know I do. I do a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But I always open my prayer with gratitude. I always thank him first. But I'm finding that I may not be doing it enough on the gratitude side, because he also knows what you need. What I stopped doing, though, was keep asking for the same thing over and over, repeatedly. Because I thank God heard me. And I think he's sending the blessing. If I just have to stay in peace and patience now and wait on to see what he's got to do.
Yeah. Keep your faith strong. Know that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Great message. Great message.
Appreciate you. Because it's plenty to pray about on a daily basis. You ain't going to run out.
Amen.
No. You better talk.
And that's how we communicate with God, through prayer.
Yeah.
Mind open.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a great day. We'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm hanging strong over here. Y'all be good. Love you. See you tomorrow. Peace.
The
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.